Well, welcome everybody. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate Mr. Governor coming out and doing this and having an event over here. So ATG is very honored to host you for this piece. Mr. Governor, you've been always a very, very bold mover on trying to get Iowa's advanced technologies going forward and getting jobs over here, especially whether it's biosciences, renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, or information technology. And I've had the good opportunity to work with you a couple of times on some of the committees and commissions, and to see your personal involvement has really helped the administration keep it front and center. And that's also encouraged us in private industry, CEOs and CIOs, to step up and to participate in this process to grow this side of the industry. And so appreciate it, and thank you very much for your leadership. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say, sir.
And if you could just tell me quickly, Atul, the number of jobs here, Iowa-based jobs.
Yeah, ATG is purely an Iowa-based company. We're a S corporation. We started here in '91. We have 55 people. No subcontractors. We don't outsource anything. Our intention is to stay purely here in the Des Moines, West Des Moines area. We do a lot of work for government agencies nationwide. Iowa is also one of the customers that we work with, but we've enjoyed staying here. It's been very fruitful to have steady processes that we can rely on. And so our people upstairs and downstairs over here, we do things for correctional and justice agencies. So probably one of the largest electronic medical records in the country runs out of this office from here, because we run that for the DOJ. And so
Great.
We're all IT related.
What's your name and title?
My name is Atul, A-T-U-L. Last name is Gupta, G-U-P-T-A. My title is Chairman and CEO.
And you, one simple sentence about what you do. I know you said you work with government agencies. You mentioned medical records, but what's the basic operation?
What we do is we write systems for correctional agencies to manage the offender population, and it could be from case management to investigation and intelligence systems. So there's a lot of stuff that we do which the DOJ and FBI work together to manage the terrorist population and gang management. We do electronic health records, and so pretty much all the 126 institutions that are run by the Federal Bureau of Prisons, their medical records are managed from here.
Okay.
And so we write the records. They've got the medical personnel who use it. So.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Atul, very much, and congratulations on all of your success here in West Des Moines. One of the reasons we wanted to come here is to highlight this important niche market for the state of Iowa in terms of information technology, software development. Iowa has really distinguished itself as a national leader now in this new cutting edge area. That's one reason why IBM and Google and Microsoft have come to our state as well. And the best news is that we're providing exciting new career opportunities and good-paying jobs for Iowans, especially younger Iowans that want to stay in our state. And when I was talking to Atul within the last couple of weeks, and one of the reasons we wanted to come here today is because they are currently hiring. There are some really good-paying jobs that are currently available here, which I think also highlights the good news in terms of our strong economy, that we are growing, that we are expanding again, and that all means great things in terms of our future, and means really good things in terms of employment opportunities for Iowans and younger Iowans in particular. So I want to again thank Atul Gupta for hosting us this morning. I want to be clear that job creation continues to be my number one priority. I believe job retention and creation have never been more important than right now. Advanced Technologies Group is exactly the kind of high-tech, forward-looking company that I have worked hard to bring to this state, and that offers the kinds of 21st century jobs I have described since I became governor. ATG is exactly the kind of company we need in Iowa. And I thank you for being part of our Des Moines business community and for your continued growth right here at this company. I also want to thank Atul for his work with the Iowa Technologies Association. This is an example of the kind of trade group we want to listen to and work with as we further grow Iowa's economy. I think the economic development model we have in place is a very good one in this state. We have private citizens who work with our public agency, the Department of Economic Development, to bring companies here and help existing companies expand. This is the very definition of a public-private partnership, bringing together the resources and goals of the public sector with the creativity and entrepreneurial spirit of the private sector. Now, my opponent in this race for governor, Terry Branstad, won't be honest with Iowans about our economy, but I will. I am proud that we are succeeding in job creation, much more so than most other states. Despite the worst economic recession since the Great Depression and the worst natural disasters that our state has ever faced, we've worked hard to achieve the ninth lowest unemployment rate in America. Since July of 2007, we have worked with 279 companies who agreed to make a total capital investment in this state of $5.3 billion. Most importantly, the record shows 21,000 jobs being created or retained over the last 36 months. This includes global leaders like Google, IBM, and Microsoft, also new companies coming to Iowa for the first time like Aviva. Separate from the IDED Department of Economic Development, we are working with the Iowa Power Fund board members to invest $100 million in research that will keep Iowa the leader in renewable energy. And the nation has taken note of Iowa's success during these troubled economic times. In fact, CNBC ranked Iowa the sixth best place to do business, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said Iowa has the eighth fastest growing economy. Today, I will be on the CNBC network for the second time in the last 3 weeks, explaining Iowa's success in creating jobs, even in this tough economy. The national networks want to share our Iowa story. We are ranked in the top 10 for employment strength, biofuels, wind, renewable energy, fiscal strength, and bond rating. 2 weeks ago, Iowa appeared on a list of 10 states with ridiculously low unemployment. In short, I have worked very hard to grow our economy, and I am very proud of our proven results. Iowa is well positioned to lead the national economic recovery. It's one of the reasons President Obama is going to be here at the end of the month. And what does my opponent offer? Promises of hundreds of thousands of new jobs. Promises like the ones that he's broken in the past. In 1982, he promised 180,000 new jobs by 1987. And even after cooking the books and being dishonest about the number of jobs he created, he was 110,000 jobs short of his promise. Then in 1994, during better economic times, he failed to keep his promise when he said he'd create 300,000 new jobs in his last term as governor, and he came up short by almost 250,000 jobs. Now he's promising 200,000 jobs over the next 5 years. Why would any Iowan believe this new promise given his failed track record? Terry Branstad also won't be honest about his terrible idea to get rid of the Department of Economic Development Board. He says he wants to replace the board with a public-private partnership. This is confusing to anyone who understands what the Iowa Department of Economic Development Board does. But it gets worse. Branstad says he wants to follow the pattern of states like Indiana and Mississippi. So instead of me talking about how absolutely terrible this idea is for our state, let's take a look at Indiana's proven results. Indiana's unemployment rate is the eighth highest in America, double digits for several years now. Iowa has the ninth lowest unemployment rate. We have learned that 40% of the jobs Indiana's public-private agency claimed to have created were never, in fact, created at all. Business Facilities, a trade publication, tracking corporate real estate and site selection, has released its annual state rankings, and Iowa puts Indiana to shame. There are top 10 list of 14 different categories. Iowa makes 6 of the list. Indiana appears on 0. For alternative energy, Iowa's number 2. For best education climate, Iowa is number 7. Biofuels manufacturing and research, Iowa is number 1. Wind energy manufacturing leaders, again, Iowa number 1. Wind power generation, Iowa number 2. Among overall employment leaders, Iowa is number 6. Indiana, nowhere to be found on any list. When Forbes ranked the cities for job and careers, Des Moines was number 1 in the country to find or start a career or business. Indianapolis was 47th. And it gets even worse. Indiana's agency refused to disclose information on jobs and tax credits to the media. Indiana had trouble administering federal grants because their agency didn't qualify to handle them anymore. And Indiana isn't focused on small companies or startups like we are in Iowa. It's all about stealing jobs from other places. If Terry Branstad were to be honest with Iowa voters, he would have to admit that his Indiana plan is a disaster waiting to happen. The truth is, Indiana's proven results are not very good at all. The truth Terry Branstad wants to bring is that he'd like the Indiana culture with no oversights, secret budgets, and fabricated job numbers to come to Iowa. He wants to bring that culture of corruption to our state. Terry Branstad is wrong on job creation, so he's out of touch with what works when it comes to creating jobs in the 21st century. The truth is, what we should be doing is building on our strengths to move this state forward so we can continue to be in the top states in the nation in areas like transportation infrastructure, quality of life, and overall advanced manufacturing and information technology. I believe in Iowa. I believe this state's best days are ahead of us. I believe there is no reason whatsoever to turn back now. Thank you all very much. Happy to answer some questions.
Governor Culver.
Matt, I might have a shot of water, please.
I thought this was going to build from your campaign as you unveiling your job creation strategy for the second term. But looking at this list, I see nothing new. So is it just more the same?
Well, we're going to, first of all, continue to build on our strengths that have gotten us to be a national leader in wind energy, in information technology. That's the primary focus, is to continue to get more wind energy companies to come to our state, to continue to get more companies that are in the supply chain. We're also focused, as you can see on that list, in a new endeavor, which will be a more targeted focus on green collar job training, which is why I'm going to Newton today. We need to make sure that we have the job training programs, the green collar job training programs in particular, expanded throughout the state of Iowa. And what we're going to do in Newton today is really going to highlight a template for what I believe we need to do in terms of expanding more green-collar job opportunities to Iowans that need it the most. In the coming weeks, we're also going to be talking about our targeted plan with respect to innovation and entrepreneurship. We're also going to be talking about what we can do in urban areas like Des Moines, and Waterloo and Davenport to provide more economic opportunities for those Iowans that are living in those parts of our state with higher unemployment areas.
Are you saying that you will expand the Iowa Power Fund? I mean, obviously that's, 4 years, it ends in 2011, is that correct? Would that be continued?
Absolutely. There's no question that because of the success that we've had, that will be a priority next year to continue to make those investments. The good news is there's a significant amount of money that still has not been awarded. So we're keeping pace with the demand, but that will have to be an ongoing commitment from the state of Iowa, another area where Terry Branstad and I really differ, because he wants to take away those funds from the Iowa Power Fund, which would significantly reduce our impact as a national leader in research and development.
So $25 million next year?
I think we'll do the very best we can. We're going to wait until we put the budget together. In terms of the precise dollar amount, it will also depend upon how much money has been allocated of the $100 million. So we'll be very smart and responsible in terms of any additional commitment. And the size of the amount of that at this time is not clear. And obviously we have the REC, which meets at the end of the this year too, when that will have some impact on our budget targets as well.
So are you saying that a portion of the job training money available to community colleges and in concert with businesses, 25%, 20%, 50% should be dedicated to green collar job training? What are you saying?
Well, what I'm saying is that we need to go to the next level in terms of those green collar job programs. And that's what we're going to be highlighting today again in Newton, is the expansion of that approach. I think we need to build on what we have started at 5 community colleges. So it's a matter of really partnering with the community colleges like Northeast Iowa, Iowa Lakes Community College, that has been a national leader, and just encouraging other colleges to expand those green collar job training programs. So it's as much as anything just a focus on that new opportunity, as opposed to committing additional resources there. Well, number one, the focus is going to be on rebuilding and making sure that those FEMA eligible projects are done on time, are done on budget. Those all in some way, shape, or form have to do with infrastructure. So we're rebuilding public buildings, we're rebuilding, and when we do that, we want to make sure they're wired. Like, for example, in Cedar Rapids and Linn County, we not only replaced the sheriff's office there, but we've done so in a way that will transform their ability to communicate with new investments and high-tech equipment, with better connected information technology and emergency service related issues. Number two, we're going to move forward on our broadband programs. We're now investing millions and millions of dollars on building out broadband to everyone in this state. The good news is most of the state is covered. The bad news is that it's the old dial-up technology in too many places. So a lot of that is, an ongoing public-private partnership that the Iowa Utilities Board has really led on. Number three, we're going to build out our grid in terms of being the best connected state, so we can move this excess power, wind power in particular, to other markets. I want Iowa to be a net exporter of energy, and we want to make sure we have the infrastructure investment made is now, so we can move this power sooner than later. Again, much of that is going to be driven by the private sector in terms of their dollars on the table. We've also moved forward in terms of medical health records. We've secured tens of millions of dollars in federal funds for the Iowa health systems, for the Iowa Hospital Association, to build out what, when it's done, will be the best connected state in America with respect to computerized medical records. So much of this focus is on implementation, on making sure that we move forward on all of these areas I've outlined, and to also make sure that those iJobs projects are done on time and on budget. And when we're done with all of these efforts, we will in fact be the best connected state in America.
You mentioned iJobs. Do you have anybody tracking iJobs, and can you tell us how many that's now created, how many jobs that's responsible for?
We'll be happy to provide you with the most up-to-date information. 7,000 people, I believe, were working on those projects in June.
Governor, on the state or small business funds, you mentioned that in your sheet here. Are you talking about expanding that, and if so, how much?
Again, we're really trying not to make new commitments. I mean, we're lean. The budget's balanced. We have AAA. It's too early to know right now in terms of exactly where we're going to be in March and April of next year when we're putting the budget together. So I'm talking about maximizing the existing programs to make sure we protect things like the Power Fund and the Save Our Small Business programs moving forward. So I think, again, in a very responsible and prudent way, we're just outlining a clear vision in terms of where we want to go in any number of these areas without making many new financial commitments given the ongoing focus on a balanced budget.
Aren't you concerned that voters will only hear 200,000 jobs from Branstad and hear 20,000 jobs from your camp?
No, because they won't believe his promise. I mean, he's not been honest with the voters before, and there's no reason they're going to believe him again. He will not have the credibility on some new exaggerated promise for job creation when he's never delivered on it in the past. We're going to continue to build on what's working. We're going to continue to do what we've done in terms of partnering with IBM and Google and Microsoft. We're going to make sure that we stay focused on the Power Fund and investing in projects like the algae plant in Shenandoah and the cellulosic plant in Emmitsburg. We're going to continue to really outpace the rest of the country in terms of economic development because of what we're doing now. You know, we've never had higher rankings. You know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, CNBC, Forbes magazine, we're on the right track. And the last thing we want to do is to elect someone that's failed to keep their promises in the past in terms of job creation, and someone who wants to take us completely off track by going to a whole new model, the Indiana model, which has failed. And so we're going to keep moving forward. We're doing a lot of things right. The other important focus will continue to be on workforce development, which is part of our green collar job focus. You know, we want to make sure that we are finding opportunities for those Iowans that are looking for work. We've placed 100,000 people at the Workforce Development Office, and we've successfully helped find them jobs over the last 4 years. So workforce development, providing those services at the local level, will continue to be a big part of our ongoing economic development efforts as well. Thank you all very much. I can catch you on the way out if you need to. I got to do a tour and then go to Ames and Newton and Marshalltown. So thank you all for coming out.